In a world of corporate giants, big tech billionaires, disconnected media conglomerates, and money-grabbing algorithms, the School of Zines in Parramatta is a safe haven. Started in 2024, the School of Zines monthly workshops focus on community, connection, and creative expression. The founder, Aphrodite, is here with us on 2SCR to talk about the School of Zines and the upcoming Parramatta Zine Fair. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Why did you start the School of Zines?
Okay, well, I started the School of Zines because, I've been making zines since I was in high school. I've been doing it for a long time, and I self-publish my work. I self-publish other people's work. I go to zine fairs, and I'm kind of like now at the stage of my life where, you know what, I want to share that to the younger generation. I'm obviously a bit more mature now, so I feel that responsibility to kind of pass that on, you know, that experience, the skills that I've acquired. I started the School of Zines in September when we moved here at the Arts and Cultural Exchange in Parramatta. And I think also the location was also, it motivated me because this is Western Sydney and I don't think people are very even aware, you know, of zine community or the zine practice as a form of self-expression. That's why I started the School of Zines.
Yeah, a lot of zine or book events often happen in the city. So that community engagement with Parramatta is really exciting to see. And what do you think has been the most rewarding part of running the workshops?
You can kind of see it in people's eyes or in just in their demeanor. They come in, you know, they're not really sure what to do, and they would say, oh, I'm terrified of creativity, or like, I'm not good at this or good at that. But then after that 3-hour workshop, and when they make their first zine, you can just see their faces light up, and yeah, you can just see the inhibitions kind of leave their body. And because they connect with, you know, fellow zine makers, fellow creators. So that's the reward. So now it's beyond me. So now I'm not doing it for myself anymore. And just that experience of sharing it, especially the participants that come here, who are from, you know, from this area, this is a completely foreign, idea to them that, oh, I can just make a zine of my work. It doesn't have to be good, or, you know, it doesn't have to be in English, you know what I mean? So to give them that platform and that safe space, and to just see people organically connect with each other and become friends, you know, even afterwards, and also when they come back.
At the start of the workshops that I've been to, you always say, you can make a zine out of anything,
yeah,
at any time, and yeah, anyone can make one. And I love that about zine making. How do you think it sort of subverts a hierarchy of publishing and allows people to share information more organically?
Yeah, look, that is probably the main reason why I love zine so much. Is, you know, it's the most accessible and empowering medium out there. There's no elitism, and also it's very anti-capitalist because you make zines because you love it. So yeah, in a way, I think it does empower the masses. It empowers people. It gives them back their voice, because I think institutions around us have been built, you know, even in schools, where it's all about grades, you know, it's all about perfection. And I think zine is just so organic and natural, and it's very, very human.
And coming up on the 20th of September is the Parramatta Zine Fair that you're also hosting at the Arts and Cultural Exchange in Parramatta. Tell us about that.
Yes, so we're very excited to host, you know, all of our zine friends and the people of Western Sydney and Sydney to the Parramatta Zine Fair. It's a collaboration with the Arts and Cultural Exchange. We're doing it in partnership with Parramatta's Lit and Sydney Fringe Festival. The aim of the fair is really to showcase local zine makers, visual artists, designers, photographers, poets, writers, and indie publishers who are really creating original art, literature, and independent publications that celebrates diversity in culture, languages, stories, and people. And also, it happens to be around our birthday, so we're kind of celebrating the first year that we've been, School of Zines has been in this space. So yeah, it is just like a big, massive zine party and community vibes, you know, which you always get when you go to Zine Fest.
Yeah, and you also have your monthly workshop coming up in September. What could visitors expect from coming to that workshop?
So in September, as part of the month-long Sydney Fringe Festival, we are also running a special School of Zines workshop, and our guest facilitators are Bilal Hafta. You might know him from Bankstown Poetry Slam and Guesthouse Publishing. We're also having Vivian Pham, who is the author of The Coconut Children, and Ella Pinam, the 2024 National Youth Poetry Slam champ, and the author of It's a Sign. And as you can probably tell by the guest list, it's a literature zine, because it's running as part of Parramatta's Lit, which is all about celebrating literature in Parramatta. So we're basically just combining literature and zine. So how can you use zine making to kind of, you know, start expressing yourself and go outside of that very structure, very rigid, you know, kind of publishing, traditional publishing channel, and just have fun.
So don't miss these exciting events coming up in Parramatta with the Sydney Fringe Festival. You can find out all information about the events on the School of Zines website and also on the 2SCR website. Thank you very much for coming in.